Welcome back, folks, to Adrian Anthony's Musical Adventures. I'm Adrian.
I'm Anthony, and our theme tonight is Songs of Dubious Fandom.
It's very hard to say Songs of Dubious Fandom. I know I've been struggling with it tonight. Up next, we've got a song that
inexplicably, a big hit in the 90s.
I don't know, but inexplicably, it's a little bit catchy. The question is why, you know? Crash Test Dummies with Let's give it a listen, shall we?
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school. But when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul.
So I'd like to clarify my inexplicable comment about this song. I actually own this record, God Shuffled His Feet. The reason why I say inexplicable, because this was released October 1st, 1993, managed to be a top five song in both the US and UK, and this is at the height of grunge. It's just inexplicable that this song, during that period of time, would have been so huge.
I don't know. I mean, I know you like them. Let's be honest with our listeners here. It's no Bryan Adams, is it?
Definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the next song coming up is pretty much of a trifecta, if you will, based on what I could gather about Anthony's musical tastes. Bryan Adams, Sting, and Rod Stewart in the same song. Of course, this is a sign that one of us picked it. Who do you think that is? I don't know. Anthony, why don't you tell us more about this particular one?
Well, this is from the soundtrack to a Three Musketeers movie that was released in the 90s. This song was inexplicably a huge hit. I have no idea why. Somewhere around 94, I remember living up in the Arctic when this thing was out. So anyway, sit back and enjoy.
All for Love.
When it's love.
Back after that tragic song. inexplicably a number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks. Number one here in Canada. It knocked Bryan Adams, Please Forgive Me, out of the number one spot after 6 weeks.
It's a great song, you know. I have to say, apologize, folks, for putting that one on. And I think I'll have to apologize for the next one as well, unfortunately. Up next, we have our friend Justin Bieber, The Biebs, featuring Ludacris with his famous single, Baby.
Came between us, no could ever come above. She had me going crazy. Oh, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily. Don't need no Starbucks. She made my heart pound and skip a beat when I see her in the street and at school on the playground. But I really wanna see her on the weekend. She knows she got me dazing, cause she was so amazing. And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying.
That was The Biebs with Baby featuring Ludacris. It really feels like it should have been Justin Bieber singing backup vocals for Ludacris, but that's life.
So we've come to the end of our Songs of Dubious Fandom show.
We apologize, folks, and hope you can still find your hearts to join us next time.